Consider the school bus. It's big and yellow, a loud diesel engine spewing black smoke into the air. Lots of old gum under the seats, maybe a surly but lovable driver, and plenty of spirited kids climbing on at the end of another long school day. 800,000 kids make this climb up and down the school bus stairs every day across North Carolina. And the buses they get into are getting older. Last year, the General Assembly provided no money for new buses. This year, it's a new plan. Extend the life of an old bus from 200,000 miles to 250,000 miles, or 20 years, whichever comes first, before the state will pay for a new one.
Like everybody else is trying to make their cars go a little bit longer in order to save money, that's the concept of where the bus savings came from.
That's Dean Arp, a Republican state representative from Union County. He wrote the new plan for bus replacement that was rolled into the state budget. One of the considerations may seem counterintuitive. Turns out that urban school buses rack up miles quicker than rural ones because they run multiple routes per day. But in economic terms, they're in the same boat, says Arp.
It's just that in these tough economic times, we've got to be creative and look for all the ways that we can do to save money to keep money in the classroom. I mean, when we're not having to buy school buses, we can keep those money in the classrooms.
Arp and administrators with the Department of Public Instruction say his plan could save $185 million over 5 years. Arp says it had bipartisan input and support and that it will bring stability to the volatile bus funding issues of the past few recession years. Derek Graham is the chief of transportation services at DPI. He says it will indeed save money, but he's not sure how it will all work out.
If we had data that said going from 200 to 250,000 miles was going to be a disaster, we certainly would have been, you know, jumping up and down and screaming. The school districts do an exceptional job of keeping the oldest buses inspected and running just as good as they do the new ones.
Buster Smith is one of those local bus mechanics. He's sitting on a bench in the Durham School's transportation shop, sharpening drill bits. He says it's cheaper than buying new ones. It's just one of the ways mechanics here and across the state pinch pennies. Mechanics inspect every school bus every 30 days. Major repairs take longer, and with more older buses on the road, that's happening more frequently. It's putting school districts in a bind. Fewer new buses, older buses going out of their 5-year warranties, and multiple models of buses requiring more sets of spare parts. It all leads to higher maintenance costs and a feeling that schools are again getting shortchanged. Scott Denton is the executive director for auxiliary services for Durham Public Schools.
So we are certainly on the outside looking in when it comes to replacement schedules, much like our teachers are being paid 48th in the nation. We feel about the same way with our school buses.
If a district runs over its maintenance costs, it's up to the local elected boards to find the money to cover it, passing the costs on from the state to the local schools.
But we're getting to a point now where it's crunch time, and we're starting to see the effects of the increased mileage, and it's purely an economic game for them, I'm sure, trying to fit the right amount of money in the right pots. But we're going to be hurt by the extending the life of the buses because the costs are going to go up.
The most important part of Denton's job is to make sure all students get to and from school safely. Newer buses come with enhanced safety features. Step inside one, and those features are immediately obvious.
The mirrors in the front are much larger. One-piece windshield. All those things are things that are enhancements.
Other enhancements include brighter LED lights on the outside and higher seat backs and integrated seats for kindergarten and pre-K students on the inside. None of these are on older buses. Enhanced safety comes with a cost, of course. A new bus runs $80,000 or $90,000 each. And lawmakers aren't ready to concede that less safe buses are being kept out on the road. Representative Dean Arp places his trust in the local mechanics.
I don't know of a diesel mechanic that wouldn't agree that with proper maintenance and care that you could definitely get 250,000 miles out of a bus.
It seems everyone, from legislators to administrators to parents to the kids getting on and off buses across North Carolina, will be relying on the skill, hard work, and stinginess of mechanics to keep the older buses running longer and safely. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.